Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Wherever you are in the world, I hope you're well. So today I thought I'd come and share one of my favourite quotes with you. It's a quote that when I came across it a few years ago and read it, it felt as if it was created exclusively for me. Now, I know that it wasn't, but that just goes to show the power that it had, the way that it made me feel, where it transported me to in my mind, and the impact that it's had on me since then. Because when I read it, even now, it still has the same strength. If anything, with all the things that have been going on and with my life changing, with my needs changing, it means even more to me now than it did those years ago. So the quote, "If you cannot do great things, do small things in a great way." If you cannot do great things, do small things in a great way. Because the first thing that it tells me is that I'm not off the hook. It doesn't matter what my adversities are, what my challenges are in life. I have an important part to play, and I can impact somebody else. I can still impact change. I can still help other people or help something happen. I can still improve where I am in life. There are still so many things I can do from just participating, from contributing, from being part of. And you know, many of us, especially when we're dealing with adversities and challenges, feel that we can't do what we used to be able to do or do it in the same way. So therefore, you know, how important is what we're doing anymore? How can we help something happen? And this is where the whole thing about excuses comes in. This is where excuses live. Maybe our financial situation has changed, so we can't give out those big presents, those big gifts. Maybe our physical health has changed, so we're not able to scale that wall and do all the big heavy lifting. Well, we can still do some heavy lifting, just in a different way. And it's really important for us to remember this, because when we feel like we are still able to be part of things, the energy that it gives us. For example, this morning when I woke up, I felt quite achy and tired, and then I remembered that I'd had a really physical day yesterday, and that I decided already that I was going to use today as my day of rest. And even in a day of rest, you can still create a plan and decide that there are small things that you want to do that will make you feel that you're still getting on with things. And also, they'll still count as well. They'll count to somebody or something. They'll make a difference. So when I woke up this morning, I made a list of the things that I still wanted to do and felt that I could still do relatively easily, despite the fact that I was really tired. And one of the things that I, on my list, was talking to you guys and sharing with you, because I feel that if I'm able to impact one person, if I'm able to say something in my message that just one person listens to and thinks, yeah, this is what I needed to hear, I'll have done an amazing job. Because after all, isn't that what this quote did for me many years ago? If you cannot do great things, do small things in a great way. I read it and it set me off on a clearer journey about what was going on in my life. And it's something that I've been able to keep coming back to and just centering myself again whenever I have those wobbly moments and things don't quite make sense anymore, because, you know, we all get them. So it's not about excuses. It's not about bowing out, stepping back, and watching other people around us that we feel are doing bigger, grander, greater things than us, just watching them get on with things. It's about deciding and taking things from your own personal list of things that need to be done, of things that are of value and can be of value to other people, and taking action on them, doing those things, because they mean so much. And then customize your quote so that it says something like, if I cannot do great things, I can do small things in a great way. And then put it on your phone, your wallpaper, your screensaver, whatever you want to do, write it down. Leave it by your bedside so that when you wake up in the morning and you glance over and read it, you have a moment where you are aligned with your day. Bye-bye.